Mis pantalones estás en fuego.
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom.
Hey, hey, it's Saturday, December 11th, 2004. Holy crap, Christmas is just that much closer. I haven't done any shopping. You realize, at least it is true for me, that suddenly sometime before Thanksgiving, holiday, I realize that, but it's shortly before then that all these Christmas decorations and Christmas commercials and Christmas this and Christmas that start showing up, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, man, Christmas is here already. People always start decorating and doing all this crap way too early. But then when Christmas is over, everybody's so sad to see the decorations go. I know I am. That's very true for me, but I haven't done any shopping yet. I will do that sometime this week, hopefully. Figure something out. I'll brave the crowd. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I'm gonna go ahead and, you know, I am feeling a little saucy today, so we're gonna go with some of the honorable Judge Harmar Superstar. I do love his song. I love his stuff. Radio Zoom.
Baby. Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock. You know we gotta get over to the mall. I can't lie to you. If you want to stay with me, you've got to change your wardrobe.
You know there's something about you, girl. 'Cause I just can't seem to get past your curve. Unless they're lying on the floor with your body next to me, baby. I need your love. I need your love. Hypercolor tells me where my baby is high. 'Cause I can see a sweatpants getting dark in the crotch. Someone please get her out of that Tommy gear. I saw that shirt at TJ Maxx Double X earlier this year. Baby, do you like my clothes? 'Cause I sure don't like yours. Unless I'm lying on the floor with your body next to me, baby. I need your love.
I need
tonight.
Baby, baby, please.
Baby, do you like my pose? Kick it, girl, do you like my clothes?
Harmar Superstar wants to know.
The track is a groove.
Zoom.
You know, it really is amazing.
Radio Zoom.
Things you can do, some can't be done. 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 Things you can do, some can't be done.
30-30, way past the millennium. Check it out. Yo. Charge, thunder force, ain't no other source of sunlight. 2-ton mic, leave you tongue-tied, running them up with technology with no apology. Shout it out to my colony with bird eye physiology. Millennium past apocalypse is all I spit. Make you swallow it, your weak style. I'll abolish it with nuclear rockets. They glue to your optics with sci-fi. Unsettling, man and metal blends. Underground, chilling with the mole man and his whole fam. Inhibit bacteria growth, material growth. Impenetrable, incontestable, indigestible intelligence. Never let a computer tell me shit. It's rapid innovation, penetrating artificial life forms. Who bites songs? I'm a biobex, lies next. Then I'll flip the biotech right into the wireless. Your third eye is hit with psoriasis. The body is Deltron Zero, traversing purge the travesty that tips your ear holes. The area of distribution lifts the clueless. My flow is like liquid oxygen, ripping off it with specific impulse. Increasing thrust, grease the cuts, unleash a cluster of thoughts I muster. I talk to touch and rupture the commercial communications. Convert solar energy into imagery in the mind's eye. Blindside the contagious with radioactive isotopes to decay them. Atomic mass, they small as fragments. I magnetize the avid lies. My radiation shield reflects, rejects Decepticons who take the truth and stretch it long while I bless the song. Next level incredible. Metal melding, flexibility of my engine is never failing. Histories combined couldn't violate the prime optimist operative. Use my hydrometer to see how warm you are. Watch me form a star. Hydrogen turns to helium when I shine. Riding them, revealing them, leading them to the vacuum. Interact with tunes in my digital citadel. Critical, pivotal with a mental shit on you. Spit infinity, hidden energies too dope for all planet. Star spanning, slamming hymns with mechanical limbs. Scanning your limbs with cosmic rays. Your organ play, your brain's inferior. I hit the lateral and posterior. My science is eerie. Ionic bonding for your moronic pondering. Meet the armorings, my micro machines. My throw your team into paralysis. They not talented, just a malady. Worry about a salary, creative casualty. Couldn't diffract my power density intensity. Non-equivalence, 900 newtons. Crush you like croutons. U plus U stun. High rolls like dipoles inside a silo. Turbulence tenfold, never simple. Defies accepted methods. Development most unique. Paralyzed central nervous when you close to me. Interstellar void fills with color. Appears to bubble and split into four like amoeba. Inhabiting planets with grandiose boasts that coast like Silver Surfer. Build a purpose, high velocity, verbal atrocities, fire resistance, better higher assistance. My distance glisten, ultra high performance, inside your private quarters where I fry your components.
Deltron 3030, Deltron, and Dan the Automator, and I forget the other guy that collaborated on this project, but it's just a fantastic album. It always blew me away. I was never, you know, I found out about Deltron from my old college radio station, and I know I keep coming back to good old college radio, but it's basically what changed my life. Because I never really liked hip-hop until I got there, and I understood that there's more to the sound versus, you know, just what is so overly sugar-coatedly commercialized. you know, Mercedes Benz and you know, and you know, the bling bling, flash flash, money. I'm cooler than you because I got all these mm-hmm and hoes and stuff, you know. And I don't really buy that, but stuff like Deltron or Harmar, I really like that. And speaking of Harmar, HarmarSuperstar.com, he's still out there doing things. Dan the Automator is still out there doing things. And I think Deltron is Del the Funky Homo Sapien. You might recognize that. He did, you know, Dan and Del were a part of the Gorillaz. I'm pretty sure they're still out there doing things. And you can fire up the Google and go to town. And I don't have any information in terms of websites for Deltron, but you know, like I said, go Google. It's the easiest way to do things. That's not a commercial. It's just one of those things. I didn't really have, I mean, I was actually launched into this and was like, you know, hey, I got to figure out what I'm going to talk about. And I thought that I would just kind of briefly share my experience last Sunday meeting Ira Glass. It's been a heck of a busy week for me. And I'll get into that a little bit in the next segment, which will pull up a Radio Engineering 101. It's been a busy week starting last Sunday with the IR Glass event that I was able to, well, not able to, but more so, needed, not on my own accord by any means. Actually kind of volunteered, not by me either. But it was a good event. It was a great time. I got to meet Ira Glass, who's just an outstanding human being. He is not jaded by the success that he has had and is having. This American Life is a program that is syndicated nationwide throughout the United States and perhaps the world. I don't really know the expanse of his listenership, but... one of the statistics that he was talking about was that it's an hour-long program, and of any, you know, statistically, you know, this is what the numbers tell them, but if anybody that tunes in, be it at the start or later on in the show, they tend to listen, on average, for a total of 48 minutes. That means that if you come in, and the, you know, after the first 15 minutes of the show, you're pretty much tuning in for the rest of the show just because it's that captivating. It's documentary radio. It's not overly dry in terms of, you know, it's not like you know, nature shows or something like that. It's really interesting stories. If you've never had a chance to listen to these to his program, I really suggest it. It's really entertaining, and he talked a lot about the magic of what radio can do, and I think it can apply on down the line to whatever is happening here. It's not necessarily radio anymore. It's more of an audio medium, because, you know, look what I'm doing here right now, and it's... The possibilities of it are really endless, but he's onto something, and he's been onto something for quite some time. And it might not be new, but he's doing it. He's doing it with This American Life, I want a couple different podcasts that always kind of kick into my mind when I think about this is The Theory of Everything, and also Tony Khan's Morning Stories. Those are two great examples of audio media that take what you're used to, you know, talk radio or talk whatever, and they take a spin on it, and it's enlightening, it's informative, but it gives you something else versus just feeding your brain. It gives you something, the theory of humor and sadness, basically the theory of just being human. Those two podcasts really capture that, and so does This American Life. And it was really, really a great lecture. And just, you know, working with the guy, making sure that all the equipment worked for him. He's not jaded by his success at all. We're all the same people, and I was really, really happy that I wasn't getting paid for the event or doing what it was that I did, which was basically just, you know, setting up a bunch of CD players, a mixer board, microphone. But man, you just can't say enough good things about the guy, and totally nice, and was even nice enough at the wrap, you know, the whole the post event reception that we had. He came up and said thanks again, and you know, and off he went. At that point, though, he was a little drunk on a Sunday night, and he was getting on a flight to back to Chicago at 5 a.m. the next morning. But yeah, I didn't really get a chance to sit down and talk with him at any lengths, because he just had all sorts of people coming up and, you know, story ideas and, hey, you should do this, or I've got this really neat story that maybe you could use for one of your shows. That must get just totally tiring. He probably gets it all the time, and I could only assume that it would just drive you nuts over a certain period of time. But that was my Ira Glass experience. Nothing extravagant, but no, he's just a nice guy. And if you haven't listened to his show, I really encourage that you do so. Here's another track for you, just to keep things rolling, and then I'll come back right after this with another edition of Radio Engineering 101 and get into a little bit why my week was so busy and why it's going to continue to be busy. But this is Grand National, and the song is called Playing in the Distance. Great track, great track. RadioZoom.
Yeah.
kicking the national habit. That's what it is. That was Grand National with the song Playing in the Distance. That's a great track. It's a great album. If you go get it, seriously, get that album. Grand National is just how it sounds. It's two words, and I haven't been able to find a website, but you know, you can always Google. You know, one other interesting piece of news that's happened lately is that the iTunes Music Store, at least in the United States, is now accepting PayPal. That will be the death of me. I do know that much. I'm going to go ahead and rev it up, and let's do this Radio Engineering 101. And the only reason I want to bring it up briefly, we'll see how briefly I can keep it, is this week we've been really busy where I work, at the radio station where I work. We got CPB funding to basically get two free transmitters, one of which is an HD-FM and the other one's an HD-AM. Now, we're in the midst of putting together the HD-AM, and that's a lot easier to do than the FM's going to be. Because the way the FM sets up, you really only need one transmitter and then two boxes, one to transmit in analog and one transmit in digital. Because you can't just turn on the digital and walk away, because everyone else still owns a lot of analog radios. So until the transition's done, you know, if you're into the whole HDTV thing, you know the transitions are a pain in the ass. But we've been working really hard getting that online, and we're inches away from getting it done, and I'm sore. I won't lie about that, because we've been rearranging, taking old equipment out and putting the new equipment in. Lots of moving, lots of heavy lifting. But the thing is that I'm watching this go together, and I think, you know, and everyone's like, you know, radio, AM radio in particular, why should I care? AM sucks. You need to become familiar before you can make that complete judgment. You should familiarize yourself with the changes that HD radio is going to bring, because, you know, why listen to radio, especially HD radio, digital radio, when I can listen to Sirius or XM? Well, that's great if you want to listen to programming that's programmed out of a big building somewhere in Washington, D.C. or some, you know, centralized location. Because this is going to be where your, you know, the radio stations in your area can do things. And yeah, maybe the radio stations in your hometown or wherever you live suck because they are programmed by the man. Whatever corporation or conglomerate that you want to, you know, insert the name of there. But it's going to be really interesting to see how this technology goes over time. The way things work now in the analog world, you know, in the radio that you're used to, you get in your car, or if you're listening, you know, in your shower radio or whatever, you have boxes. You know, these pieces of equipment, you know, we always refer to things as, you know, this box and that box, because that's what they are. You put them in the rack, you put the screws in the ears, and it's a box that sits in the rack. And everything, you know, every box has a particular use and meaning that makes the signal work. One of them being an exciter or a compeller or an audio processor. These boxes all have certain tasks that they are meant to do, and they are comprised of components and, you know, capacitors, resistors, all this stuff that's made specifically to do one job, and that's what it does. You can change the settings, you can make things sound a little different, but that piece of equipment is meant to do a job. But in this, you know, putting together this digital AM, and this kind of applies also to, you know, the digital FM, I don't know completely because I haven't seen it all go together yet. But in the AM world, which is going to be really interesting, because right now it's, you know, it doesn't sound very good. It's mono. You can do AM stereo, but it's a bit of a pain and kind of a waste of time. Well, depending on to some people. In the digital sense of it, though, there's basically a PC running the digital aspect of the signal. It sounds better. It's about, I think, 32 kilohertz versus right now where it's down around 22 in mono. Actually, it might be even less than that. I really can't tell off the top of my head. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But the change is dramatic. If you do an A-B, you know, test, you know, here's A, here's B, it's outstanding. Now, I'll give you a website. If you go, you know, Ubiquiti, yeah, it's a conglomerate. They own stations, but they are the people behind a lot of the technology here. Ubiquiti.com/HD radio. And let me spell that Ubiquiti.com/HD radio. It's a good website for you to go and familiarize yourself with it, because it also at the same time, yeah, there's a lot of FM stations, and you'll want to become familiar with how FM is going to change. A lot of the radios that you can buy right now that receives HD radio are outrageously expensive. There's you can pretty much count by the head in terms of the amount of people that own digital radios in this area at this time, because, you know, they're expensive. And at the same time, there's only two stations, at least in my area, that are actually running, or actually in my state, that are HD right now. But that's going to change here in the next couple months, and that's why we're working really hard to get this stuff all put together, because, you know, there's two going, but we'd like to be number three and number four, and in the next couple months. Excuse me. Ooh. In the next couple of months, we're looking at maybe 6 to 7 total in the state, and it's going to keep going up, because as these changes go, you know, everyone's racing to get the technology ramped up. So go there and check it out. But if you think about it, if we can transmit radio digitally over the same frequencies that you're used to, you know, that you're used to hearing on your car radio or whatever radio. And look at technology in another sense. You know, we've got Wi-Fi, and we've got, you know, they're going to start doing broadband over power lines. That's currently seeping its way through the FCC as I speak. What is, you know, what? How could we change this to, well, I here's how I see it, is that eventually you're basically going to have podcasting in your car stereo. Or in your home stereo. There's USB devices that do this now, but suddenly you're going to have a TiVo built into your car dash where it will automatically record for you, and you'll be able to listen back. Or, you know, you can hit pause, answer your cell phone, talk on the cell phone, then pick up the program where you're just listening to. I think that's coming. And at the same time, who's to say that we can't use sidebands within a frequency to transmit data? So suddenly you can podcast. Geez, I mean, the avenues open up immensely where you can stream out your, you know, your live content on the fly, but at the same time you could every 5 minutes do an updated, stock report, and it would be constantly saved on your in-dash stereo, you know, stock report, weather report, whatever. And then suddenly you can start even, how do you want to say it, you know, pod broadcasting, your entire show that you did. You know, you run a live show from 10 to 11, and then suddenly after about 11:30 noon, suddenly you make that available to your listeners at any time that they want to drag this feed onto their home stereo, their car radio, so that way they can miss it during the day, but on their commute home, they can listen to the morning program that they are faithful listeners to later. I don't know, but the fact of the matter is, going back to these machines or these boxes that have specific purposes, they're hardwired. And that's what they do. There's no changing that. Unless you want to make some minor adjustments, you can. Or buy a new box to replace the old technology with new technology, you can do that. That's how it works now in the analog world. But in the digital world, all that is running the digital signal, which is actually, you know, exciting, which is processing the digital signal, so that way when it hits your digital radio and you get digital AM signal, it's a PC. there's no hardware upgrade. It might be a hardware upgrade to upgrade the PC running all this, make it faster, you know, once they get, you know, faster processors or whatever. But if you want to make changes in the way that it's done, it's a software upgrade. And that is just outstanding. It's going to be really interesting to see how it goes. And there's a lot more to the whole technology, but I don't know. We'll have to see, because I've listened to AM radio since I was a little kid, and I've listened to FM, and that's partially the reason why I have this disease known as radio. That's why I love to do what I like to do. But it's changing, and it's going to be really interesting to see how we have this old technology and new technology, and I'm really thinking that we're going to see a convergence of the two. And you can say, well, yeah, they already do that in satellite radio, man. What the hell are you talking about? Well, but this is going to be on the smaller time. This is going to be that's on the national, global level. Let's think local. And that's what you want. That's the things, you know, this is programming theory. This is not my area of expertise, nor do I really want to get into it. But, you know, when there's a fire, you want to know kind of where it's at. If there's an explosion that, you know, rattles the city that you're living in, you kind of want to know what's going on and where you're going to turn to. The TV, yeah, sure. But if you're in a place without a TV, radios are pretty common. And you want that local ability to have somebody nearby, not somebody in Washington, D.C. telling you what's going on in your hometown in New Mexico. So that's my little kind of foggy prediction, but it's been really interesting to see this go together. The FM itself is going to be, wow, it's going to be quite the experience, because our FM transmitter actually shares some real estate with a television transmitter, which they also installed a low-power HD television transmitter. So we've got to figure out a place to put our stuff and rearrange and redo the plumbing. Plumbing meaning the pipelines that get the signal out to the tower to transmit to the public. It's a exciting time. And definitely lacking a little bit on the sleep, but, you know, hey, it's worth it. I'm learning a lot, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm working with some really great guys, and it's all tools for the future, be it wherever I go. One last thing I want to mention is this website. And it's not really a Zoom around the web. It's mainly something I got from Dylan. I think that's your name, man. Dylan in Dallas, Texas. He's liking the show. He's got a blog that you can check out. And hopefully I pronounce this right. alvintostig.typepad.com. Let me spell that for you. alvintostig.typepad.com. He's got a blog over there, but he's actually been IMing me lately. And he's a fan. And I like that. I like when people send me emails. You can send me instant messages and let me know that you're listening. If you have questions, that's cool. If there's questions about anything I talk about or anything that you want to hear about, you can do that. And you can check out my website for all my contact information, audihertz.net. Go to contact, and you can find my email address. You can find how to find me on various instant messaging places. So one last track, and I'm gonna warn you now, if you got kids in the room and you're very sensitive to naughty words, you might want to get them out of the room. Other than that, these guys rock. selfmusic.net is the place to find out more about them, but they are called Self, and this song is called Trunk Full of Amps.
Oh, it's a good track.
Another Radio Zoom in the can. Check it later. Adios.
I got a trunk full of amps, motherfucker. Like Freddie Mercury.
Motherfucker.
motherfucker, like Lenny Kravitz. Fuck her. Got a trunk full of amps, motherfucker. Got a trunk full of amps, mother. Fuck her.
Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the AutoHertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@AutoHertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, AutoHertz.net.